This is Bucky McCaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. One of my most frequently received communications from folks who've been chickening for a few months up to a year is, "My chickens are eating their own eggs. Help!" Chris and Kim in Brunswick, Maine, who were profiled on a broadcast in 2009, got a follow-up show all about it. It's also how I met Anna Hanau, and we wound up profiling her husband Naff, and her business Grow and Behold, and how I got to taste the most delicious chicken of my life, no exaggeration, which were also, probably not coincidentally, free-range, humanely raised and slaughtered, and kosher. I struggle with the problem, too, with my current flock of Sarama, miniature hens who reside in my one-bedroom apartment in Astoria, which is a contributing factor to why I haven't been able to make my own advice work 100% of the time, even though I've managed pretty well. It's common for chickens to develop a taste for eggs if they're exposed to broken eggs and discover they like the flavor. Eggs do sometimes roll out of a nest, are accidentally dented or busted by another egg, or are pecked open by a curious and/or hungry hen. If one hen takes advantage of the opportunity to taste an egg and they are curious and they find it to their liking, chances are they'll look for another opportunity or may even start breaking eggs for food. And since chickens are very good at learning from observing one another and are most interested in food another chicken is already eating, you can see where one thing can lead to another and you'll have an epidemic of egg eating, which can severely curtail your own harvesting. One of the main reasons most of us backyard chickenings are chickening in the first place, for the eggs. It's not going to hurt the chickens, but it does kind of gross us out and it reduces our productivity. Now, this is one of the reasons why it's always recommended that flocks are provided with safe, comfy nesting boxes. Besides the fact that compelling nests prevents you having to hunt for eggs laid willy-nilly, and's a nice gesture you should make for your hen friends. It's also one of the reasons why frequent harvesting of eggs is encouraged, besides the fact that harvesting is fun and doing it frequently gives you a better idea of who's laying what and when and helps ensure super fresh eggs. It's one of the reasons why if you feed eggshells to your hens after you eat the eggs in order to recycle the calcium for their future laying, it's important to grind them up beyond recognition, preferably drying and heating the flavor out of them. It seems pretty routine to avoid egg eating. The problem is, egg eating is a notoriously difficult habit to break. On the one hand, I don't want to overdo it here. Many of my chickening associates have chickened for years and never seen egg eating start up in the first place. And I've also seen chickens ignore inadvertently broken eggs. But I also have to warn my listeners that I've known of people who have culled and eaten their entire flock and started over again from chicks because they could not get their flock out of the habit. As I hope I've already made clear, the best cure for egg eating is preemptive. Don't let your chickens in on the secret of how good those eggs taste. However, if they do get a taste, don't despair too badly. There are several things you can do to prevent full-blown egg mania. For one, as I said, frequent harvesting, while a preventive measure, can also be a cure. Although chickens have been shown to have short-term memories, their long-term memories are not so good. If you are able to spend a couple or few weeks vigilantly snatching all eggs, basically right from under them, they're likely to forget about how much they like the taste of the egg they once sampled, and at that point you can return to a somewhat more lax schedule. Just don't make it too lax. I can personally vouch for the efficacy of this method, since as a chickening gardener, I've taken advantage of the fact that after a long season of never seeing a tomato, for instance, chickens won't eat the first few tomatoes they see in a following year until they eventually, out of boredom or an especially rich opportunity, try them again. Come on, guys, I'm trying to record here. Shh, shh. As I was saying, a bantam chicken who in 2006... in my case, will scale a 6-foot fence to get to a tomato, won't go to the trouble with the same fence in 2007, until one day you leave the gate open or leave a whole tomato around and jog their memories, or let them get so hungry they get creative. That's why making sure there's always plenty of food around is another way to hedge your bets. Now some folks, probably most of my listeners in fact, cannot constantly check their coops. This makes reprogramming your chickens more challenging, but not impossible. Negative reinforcement can help. Hollow out an egg, Fabergé style, as you may have learned to do back in grade school by making pinholes in either end and blowing the contents out with lung power. Then fill the egg with something highly distasteful to chickens, such as ground mustard seed or bitter apple. The less crafty among my listeners could buy a fake egg and coat it with the same. I shouldn't have to say, but just in case, stop short of anything toxic. Also, be careful with exceedingly hard fake eggs. My chickens once fell in love with a marble egg I put in their coop to encourage hens to lay in a particular spot. However, if they had tried to break that sucker open, I think they would have broken their own beaks. A broken beak chicken will certainly suffer a low quality of life, won't eat right or lay well, and is prohibitively expensive to fit with a prosthetic. Unfortunately, the yucky egg method works best if you can collect all the good eggs. Otherwise, your chickens may not get a consistently negative message. Kim and Chris were around enough to do just that. But for folks who work all day far from their flocks, there are other options. This is the one that worked for the hen house, a roll-away nest. This is a sloped nest with a hole in the bottom, and a hole or slat that the chicken obviously won't fall into, but the egg will, for a gradual and cushioned stop. Now this sounds great, but is also not foolproof, as the hens need to be committed to laying on that nest. Make sure you make those roll-away nests compelling, and that there is no more attractive nest around. This may not work as well for true free-range chickens, but it's easier to train chicks to always lay in the nest you make attracted to them through positive reinforcement than to convince them to stop eating eggs through negative. Interestingly, one of the techniques utilizes the fake egg. If you glue a fake egg to a rollaway nest, many chickens, who tend to follow the lead of their fellows, will see that and take it as a sign that this is a good place to lay. For good measure, you may even coat that fake egg with a yucky taste. To all my listeners who found new methods of stopping the egg-eating problem, please contact me at bucky@buckybacall.org and tell me what worked for you. I'd also be interested in hearing ways that chickens got around their training. I don't want my listeners to forget that there's a solution or solutions to even the most challenging chicken problems. Finding those solutions is good exercise for your brain. And I promise before long, you'll be back on track with the joy of living with those miraculous bug and weed eliminating, fertilizer producing, and egg laying, not eating chickens. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time.